Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
Welcome to the Garden America Radio Show, the country's most listened to gardening program. This is your chance to talk about gardening, horticulture, landscaping, in fact, anything that has to do in the world of gardening. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825. Or send us your questions and comments to john@gardenamerica.com. Now, here's Brian Main, John Bagnasco, and Tiger Palafox on BizTalk Radio and the Garden America Radio Network.
And a good morning. It is Saturday, I do believe. Happy weekend. We are back live. It is John Bagnasco, Tiger Palafox. I'm Brian Main. Welcome, one and all. Welcome to our broadcast or streaming. Welcome to Facebook Live. If you're just now joining us, we do appreciate that. We'd like to build up our Facebook audience, so tell your friends and your family, everybody, to tune in to Facebook Live, 8 o'clock on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Eastern Time Zone, and Mountain and Central Time. You can figure that out on your own. 855-424-9825. You can also email us, john@gardenamerica.com. And, of course, right there on Facebook, you can post your questions, your comments. You can chat with each other. We'll do our best to answer your questions. And a good morning, Tiger Palafox, with his new haircut looking good. Now, see, if we were just doing radio, he wouldn't have got a haircut.
Yeah, that is the truth. I am trying to figure out our audio for Facebook Live, though, so just to let people know I'm working on it right now.
But if they can't hear us, then they wouldn't know that.
But see, they can read my lips.
Oh, they can read our lips. Okay.
We're up.
So we're up and we're going. And then there's
George Bush Sr.
There's John Bagnasco, who's going to his high school reunion next week, right, John? Is it the 14th?
It's the 13th, next Saturday, right?
A Monday. I mean, I'm sorry, that's a Friday.
So that's a Friday. Friday's when I'm leaving, so the 14th is, it's my reunion.
And this is your 20-year reunion. Wow.
Wow, looks so good.
I'll bet a lot of people have changed in 20 years, John.
Yeah, I wish it was 20 years.
It's going to be fun. Is this the first one you've gone to?
First one I've gone to, and it's my 50-year reunion.
50 years?
Yeah.
Good gosh, that was...
Did they have high school back then?
They had high school, but they didn't have cell phones.
You've heard of those one-room schoolhouses?
Yeah.
The inkwells? That's what they have, right, John?
Yeah. John used to dip.
When I was in school, we had ink cartridges that we put in pens to write with. Did you have those?
I remember them.
They were Schaefer pens.
Yes. I remember those being around. They had the point, very pointy, right?
Yeah, and you'd put in an ink cartridge.
Right. No, we didn't have those in school, but we used to use them.
We used them in school.
And then I hear, Tiger, when you went to high school, did they still teach cursive?
No, they
stopped doing that.
Well, not in high school. They taught cursive in middle school and elementary school.
But they've stopped doing that altogether now, right?
Our high school was a little more advanced than that. They assumed you already knew how to read and write.
Pretty good.
The one you went to, I could see that they wanted to cover all the bases.
Sure. Yeah, they don't teach that anymore.
Now they're in Pacific Beach. They were lucky if you showed up to school, right?
Oh, PB, absolutely. Yeah. And people living in San Diego know what we're talking about. Yeah, I grew up on the beach and the ocean. And, it was enough just to get to school. But anyway, we are back. Thank you so much for having patience. We were not here last week. We replayed a show. We took some time off. We are back live, ready to go for the next couple of hours. We have our guest lined up. We've got open phones. We've got john@gardenamerica.com, Facebook Live, if you have any questions or comments. And, John, are we still getting a pretty good number of people sending us pictures to post on our page and our newsletter?
We can always use more.
Okay.
We always want to know what's going on in your yard. You know, in the winter, sometimes people from back east will just send us a picture of snow covering everything.
That's fine.
Yeah, we like to see that.
And we're getting into that time of year, too. Things are starting to cool down. By the way, did I tell you this last week? I cut some of the cilantro from our Garden America seeds.
Okay.
You did mention that.
What? Unbelievable. It's the best cilantro I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
I'll say that again. It is really good. Next up, lettuce.
Oh, yeah?
The lettuce is ready.
Was it the slow bolt cilantro? The reason I ask is that we got some orders on seeds during the week, and somebody ordered the cilantro.
You're going to love the cilantro.
So it's probably because they heard you talking about
it. It's very, very good. Yeah. The lettuce, no carrots yet, and I don't know if I'm seeing spinach. But again, I didn't do what John suggested. That was build a trough, which I will do next time, and then place the seeds within that trough. I learn quickly.
And then you just cover it over.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, we enjoyed the cilantro.
I'll show you how to do it.
Okay.
Let me know when you're ready to sow.
Well, actually.
And I'll come over.
When we come up with our YouTube channel, we're going to do some how-to videos, and you're going to be doing some of that.
All right.
How about that?
That sounds like fun.
Tiger's going to create our page for us.
Yep.
With
I'm
a nice on picture on the very top, and we'll be uploading shows. We'll do how-to videos. We'll hang out at Mission Hills Nursery and do a lot of that.
Yeah, just chill.
Chill out there at the nursery. And go down about 4 or 5 stories down below the street where Tiger's office is.
Into the cavern.
The caverns of Mission Hills Nursery.
Hey, I wanted to mention, we already did mention that I'm going to my reunion next Saturday, and Bob Reedmiller is going to be taking my place.
We haven't seen Bob in a while.
No, but I wanted to mention that our new book that Bob and I wrote on succulents called Success with Succulents is available now for pre-order on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, it doesn't come out till December. But
you can pre-order on Amazon.
You can pre-order on Amazon. And I have a picture. I showed you a picture of the cover. But if you go to Amazon.com and either put in my name or type Success with Succulents, the book will come up and you can see what it looks like.
That's exciting stuff. I mean, writing a book is impressive. And then, you know, also pairing up with Bob there. Wow. Look at you.
Nobody can see that.
Yeah, I
you're
can
delayed.
See it. There it is. There it is. It looks good. Yeah. Right there. The cover of John's new book.
Yeah. Well, from what I'm looking at it, if you go to Amazon.com, you'll get a lot better view of it. Hey, what are you doing?
now we're on John's high school picture. What a handsome young man he was. Wow. Did you have to sit still for 5 minutes for them to take that picture? did they take the powder flash?
Yeah.
That's a sharp looking man right there, all suit and tied up.
You know, it's funny because I was working on my memory page for my reunion, and Laura at work went by my desk, and she said, "Who's that a picture of?" And I said, "That's my high school picture." And she just stared at it. Then she goes, "You were very handsome."
Well, that's what Tiger just said. Past tense.
Right, were.
I think you look better now, tell you the truth.
You're like a fine wine.
I'm a lot more mature, I'll tell you
that.
Well,
the years have been very kind to you.
I never was... I honestly will say I never was handsome, but I always was photogenic.
Did you get the chicks?
Did you get the chicks?
You know, I was so immature in high school. It's not anything we wanted to discuss on air.
Okay, that's fine. We can move on.
We want people to be happy.
13 minutes after the hour, we've got the quote of the week, which is a great quote. John, I read your article, a great article on the English Garden that's in the newsletter.
Oh, on Sissinghurst. And you know what? We are going to Sissinghurst.
Which I thought was the reason why you...
It's exactly one of the reasons why I wrote
put that
the article.
In the newsletter.
Because we're going to the Hampton Court Flower Show next July.
Yeah.
And we've got, I think we're over half sold out.
That's great.
But we still have room, and we'd love to have you join us.
Yeah, so we should talk about that. All they have to do is go to our website, gardenamerica.com. Is it top right-hand or left-hand side, John, with the itinerary? I forget.
There's a little picture on the left-hand side of the page, and if you click on that, it'll take you to a link where you can see the day-by-day itinerary.
Only one day in London, so if you want to spend time in London, you might want to get there a day or two early.
Yeah. Because I think I'm going to go into London a day early.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because then we're going to be heading north into Oxford and right up into
The Cotswolds.
The Cotswolds, yeah. It's going to be fun.
It's going to be exciting.
And that is July of 2018. So, again, there's still a lot of time, but it's filling up fast. As John mentioned, we're halfway there. So don't wait too long. And well, we love traveling with our listeners. You know, we have, I was going to say, the best listeners in radio. We're actually third. There's two other shows that have better listeners, but we're moving up. We are moving up.
What are those other two shows?
I don't know. I just saw kind of a...
You just saw the ratings.
Saw the ratings, and I went, wow, our listeners are third. We got to get you to number one. In our minds, you're the best listeners. I'm just talking about what research shows, that's all.
Do you think that research shows that if you improve the content that the listening gets better?
Ah, now we're on to something. A little entertainment value. So you want to do the quote of the week?
Sure.
And then we'll move on. We'll take a break and talk. We'll do a tease on who our guest is going to be.
I picked the quote just because I thought it was kind of an odd quote to come from Oliver Wendell Holmes.
Right?
Yeah, Supreme Court Justice, right?
I thought it was Oliver Wendell Douglas when you first wrote it, but then I looked at it again. It's a little Green Acres reference, Tiger.
And he said, September is dressing herself in showy dahlias and splendid marigolds and starry zinnias. October, the extravagant sister, has ordered an immense amount of the most gorgeous forest tapestry for her grand reception.
Wow. And that's 1 month blending into the other and the time of the year that it is. This is my favorite time of the year, fall, no doubt.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody in Maine last week, and they said that the color has begun to change.
Yeah, here we go.
So we'll see.
No turning back.
In San Diego, right after Christmas, usually our leaves start to change.
And then they're back on in February.
That's right.
So it's going to warm up a little bit, but then cool back down in San Diego, John? Is that what you're hearing?
We have a couple hot days, and then, back to really nice fall weather.
And our guest is going to be coming up after the break.
Yeah, we're having Sonia, and she wrote a book called The Big Promise. We're really excited about it because it's a book I can read.
Beautiful. It's got a lot of pictures, that's why. It is John Bagnasco, Brian Main, Tiger Palafox. Welcome. Thank you for tuning in to Facebook Live. Again, 855-424-9825. If you want to give us a call, we're right here for you.
Hi, this is gardening expert Melinda Myers. Keeping the environment in mind, I recommend Milorganite Organic Nitrogen Fertilizer for all your growing needs. From plants to people, active growth requires energy, nutrients, and a balanced diet. Nutrient-rich Milorganite feeds the soil and plants for up to 10 weeks. The non-burning, non-leaching formula provides a natural, slow, and consistent flow of nutrients. Trust the fertilizer proven effective for 90 years, Milorganite. Visit Milorganite.com for a garden center near you.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
It is Garden America. It is your Saturday morning. Thank you so much. Hope you had a good week, and we are back ready to go. 855-424-9825. Want to give us a call? You prefer email? john@gardenamerica.com. You prefer Facebook Live? You can post your questions, comments right there. We will do our very best to get to all of them here as we broadcast live on Biz Talk Radio. All the business out of the way, our guest is ready to go. We're going to be talking about a book that she wrote, right, Tiger?
Yeah, I'm so excited because, see, unlike some of the books that John refers to.
Or John has written.
Or John has written.
Yes.
This is a book that I can connect with.
Dick and Jane?
Pretty much.
It's close.
In a good way, though. The Sonia Glassman is a local author here in Southern California, and she wrote a book called The Big Promise, which is about gardening. But it's more than about gardening in the sense it's a children's book that teaches people the value of gardening,
okay,
the environment, and also the aspect of community and charity. So, Sonia, good morning. How are you doing?
Hi, I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I'm so glad to hear. Oh, we're
doing
well.
Fantastic. Thank you.
So Sonia, you know, one of the things that I always find interesting whenever anybody has written a book in general is, you know, obviously something inspired you to do this. What is it that caused you to sit down and actually think of this book, write it, and then create it?
And especially to pinpoint the audience that you're after.
Well, I have to say the idea has been with me for many, many years, and the book is sort of a culmination of my experience as a gardener, as a teacher, and working in the publishing business. And many years ago, I kept saying, someday I'll sit down and do it. About 2.5 years ago, I said, this is the time. And it also, as we are getting more and more into technology, I was hoping that I could inspire especially some of the younger people to rediscover the real world. And I think gardening does that. So that was my basic inspiration. And as you are well aware, gardening is becoming a bigger and bigger topic as we become more aware of our environment and food and so on. So I hope that answers that question to some extent.
Definitely. And is this your first book that you've ever written?
It's my first one, yes. Mm-hmm.
How was that process? How did that go for you? You know, it's the first book. You get all the cobwebs off. You had to sit down and you had to actually, you know, write something down and get this inspiration ideas. How did that go for you?
Well, like I said, the idea was with me a long time, and then sitting down and actually writing the story was a fairly easy process because I sort of knew what I wanted to write. And I had a very good editor helping me to keep on, stay on track and develop it in a certain way. So the writing was almost the smaller part. The artwork was much more labor-intensive. But it was kind of fun because I was creating this little world of my own, and the more I worked on it, the more ideas I would get, and so it was fun to do.
Now, do we have enough ideas for a second book in the future, perhaps?
Actually, yeah, people have asked me that, and there is a second book. It's not about gardening, but something else, and as soon as I can finish that one, which probably will be another year from now, hopefully I'll get it off the ground. So,
this book, The Big Promise, you know, we've been talking about the process. We've been talking about your experience with it. Give us a little brief synopsis of what you wrote and, you know, what the readers can expect to get from it.
Right. Well, it's actually a little story about a mythical prince, a young boy, a spoiled prince who is messy and spoiled and selfish and so on. And the story develops that his parents need to find a teacher to teach their son. And finally, a most unlikely person was chosen to be his teacher, a gardener who will teach him. This is one of the big promises. There are actually two big promises in the book. The gardener will teach this spoiled little prince everything he needs to know to grow up and be a good king. So he actually takes him through four seasons of gardening, and the prince learns how to work, how to cooperate, he has to learn how to read, he has to learn his math, to plan the garden, and he discovers that there's a time of observing and discovering and while he waits for the plants to grow. And finally, when they have this wonderful harvest, they have a feast in the palace, and the prince learns what to do with extra food, and they have poor people come from the community, from the kingdom, and he gives food. But above and beyond that, he comes up with this wonderful idea that in the spring he will give out the leftover seeds that they had stored and a plan for a garden. And so the whole story evolves into a beautiful kingdom where no one is ever hungry again. So I had that other layer of a message. And, of course, the other big promise and what he learned was that each seed knows exactly what it's going to have to do, and it will grow. And I have this little mouse who is his only friend, and he's sort of a commentator.
He's a colorful commentator throughout the book. I love it because you just find the mouse in the little in the corners of the pages making little comments throughout the book, and it's so much fun because, as you know, my daughter was reading it. She's six. And she found she wanted to read all the mouse parts because she loved the little comments the mouse was making.
Right, he's sort of a cheerleader, but a critic, also a critic, and a commentator on what's happening, you know. So he's like a Greek chorus kind of telling us all the other side things. So that's basically the message, and I had wanted to make it visually very rich with lots of things for kids to look at. If they're being read to, they can see all the details. And I wanted it to be interesting for adults also. I think a good children's book has to be interesting for adults. So hoping that it fills all those qualifications.
Yeah, definitely. Sonia, we're about to take a break right now. When we get back, we'll get back into some of the descriptions of the book that you have, some details. Please hold on for 1 minute.
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
Thank you so much. Yeah. Hold on, Sonia. We're going to come right back after this break. John at GardenAmerica.com, 855-424-9825, or Facebook Live, I should say, with your questions and comments. I'm Brian Mann, coming back with Tiger Falefox. John Bagnasco on your Saturday with Garden America.
Sometimes business owners and entrepreneurs don't follow a traditional schedule. Well, that's where BizTV's Biz Club can work for you on your time. For only $5.95 a month, you can have over 200 hours of our fresh, original content on demand, anywhere, anytime. And with our search feature, you can quickly and easily find the topic or show you're looking for in seconds. Sign up today and see what you've been missing. Free for 7 days. Join the Biz Club. It's BizTV on your time.
Hurricane Harvey brought terrible destruction, but it also brought out the best in humanity.
As former presidents, we wanted to help our fellow Americans begin to recover.
Our friends in Texas, including Presidents Bush, 41 and 43, are doing just that.
People are hurting down here, but as one Texan put it, we've got more love in Texas than water.
We love you, Texas.
Donate to OneAmericaAppeal.org. We are all in this together.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion.
Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
And again, we thank you so much for being right there, spending part of your weekend with us and putting up with your garden buddies. 35 minutes after the hour, we continue. We're going to wrap things up here with just a wonderful book, Tiger. And I guess my question would be, obviously a parent could read this to their kids.
Yeah.
At what age could a child actually start reading this book on their own and begin to have an understanding?
Sonia, so what age group do you think this goes to?
Well, obviously it depends a little bit on the reader's ability. But I have parents that have been reading it to very young children, and they enjoy listening and looking at the pictures. But I would think once a child, 6, 7, 8 is probably sort of the ideal time. And I always tell people that gardening appeals, to the science in people,
mm-hmm.
the scientific observations, and it has aesthetic value, so that art and science meet in gardening, I think. So the age group, it differs, but
yeah.
I would say elementary, middle school, depending on the ability.
What? Yes. One of the big things I appreciated when I was reading through this book, and I always look for this whenever I look at a children's gardening book, and because uh-huh. there's so many lessons to be learned whenever it comes to gardening, whether it's success, like you're saying, charity, dedication, patience, all of that is learned from gardening. And it's important for children to learn those aspects. But the biggest thing I feel, especially nowadays in the world we live in, where everything is at your fingertips, where people are given opportunities everywhere that they go, is the moment that you included that page about the prince going out to the garden and the rabbits had decimated some of the garden, and the teacher had said, there's enough for everybody, don't get discouraged and stuff, is the concept of failure. And, when it comes to gardening, I think as gardeners, we all know we have success,
yeah,
but just almost as equally, we have failure. And I think that's a great lesson for kids to be able to learn, is that through your life, you're going to have ups and downs. And sometimes, something like this little rabbit is going to come along, cause some turmoil, cause some frustration. But what? You can move on. You can move forward. You can
learn from it, obviously.
You can learn from it. You can adjust. And I think that's really important. So I loved that you included that part in this book, because, it wasn't just all carrots and peas for the kid.
Yeah.
He actually had to work for it. He had to weed and learn some stuff. So I think that was really important.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Sonia, give us a little bit of info. Where can people find the book? Where can people learn more about the book? Where can people get a hold of this book?
Okay. Well, the book is available on Amazon, and there are some sample pages there, and they can obviously buy it from Amazon. And they also have the opportunity, when they buy it, then they can review it if they would like to do that, which is always nice. But if there are groups, for instance, if there may be some garden clubs that want a number of books, they can get it through the publisher at, it's Bruce, B-R-U-C-E, at GeorgianBayBooks.com. And
right, can you repeat that one more time for our listeners?
Okay. Bruce@GeorgianBayBooks.com.
All right.
That's the name of the publishing company. And if they're, like I said, for group sales, they can then get some discount prices. But other than that, it's definitely on Amazon. And I hope the listeners will be happy to review it as well.
All right. Well, thank you very much for joining us this morning, Sonia. Have a good rest of your weekend. Hopefully you get out and be able to do some gardening as well this weekend. And,
Have a good Saturday. As I mentioned, I only have a balcony at this point, but I do volunteer in the Rose Garden.
So, there you go.
I get my garden fix up there. But thank you for having me. Thank you for letting me share the book.
Love it. Take
Appreciate
care.
It. Okay, and you've got a copy of the book, obviously, Tiger, right there.
I think it's spoken for. We're getting notes from Gina that Kendall needs a book. And John is going to be sneaking this one out the door here.
I love John. Look at him. He's reading all the comments.
Two things at once. This is too overwhelming.
Anyway, so that's good. That book's got a lot of messages in there. If you as an adult, you read it to your child or they read it, you can discuss it. And there's a lot of layers of like you say, positive messages to derive from the book that you can apply to life later on. Ups and downs, failure, success. John, it wouldn't take you too long to go through this book and read it and maybe learn a few things before you give it to your family.
I haven't written a lot of books, but I'm working on my fourth one right now. And to me, writing books, it reminds me of having children. And the pain that you go through, much more from the woman's end, obviously, having a child.
Talking about giving birth.
Giving birth.
Okay, I can't wait for this comparison. Go ahead.
Well, you kind of feel like while that's going on is, I'm never doing this again.
Yeah. But here you got
but you know,
four times for you now.
After about a year and a half, you forget about it.
Let's have another one. Is it safe to say?
I'm going to excuse myself from this conversation right now.
Is it safe to say that it's not a get rich quick scheme writing a book?
Oh,
you're not going to have all this money and royalties coming in.
Depends what kind of book you write.
Right. Okay. All right.
Yeah. There's probably not a lot of money in gardening books.
But it's a niche audience.
It's not in my gardening books. Let me put it that way. But if you write a bestseller, obviously there's a ton of money.
Well, it's not a bestseller until it becomes a bestseller. I mean.
Or if you're James Patterson and you can fit two chapters on one page and you appeal to a much larger audience.
Do you remember the first book that you read cover to cover?
Besides like an elementary school book?
Well, no, I was in elementary school. Okay. I mean, and it doesn't matter how far back you go, but I'll never forget. But the first book I read, from page one to the very end was a biography of Babe Ruth. And it just held my interest.
Yeah.
And I wasn't a real big reader in school. Remember there was always those kids that always had a book in their hand?
Oh, yeah.
It's like, what are you reading now? It was some book that was probably 5 years advanced. But I was never a bookworm, but that was the first book I read.
I remember the first book my son Joe read. Because he had never read any books.
Well, Green Eggs and Ham doesn't count.
No. So I gave him a book. It was Out of the Silent Planet. And he read it from cover to cover and was hooked on books.
Really?
And
what age was he?
I think he was maybe junior high or
Do you know that title
grade.
That John's talking about?
No.
Out of the Silent Planet, I think, is the first book in the Perelandra series. I think it's Out of the Silent Planet, Perelandra, and then what was the last one?
And the author?
That Hideous Strength. C.S. Lewis.
Okay. Well, anything C.S. Lewis writes. Okay, beautiful.
Yeah.
A lot of analogies.
Yeah, I don't know if he got the analogies, but it was just a great story.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I might go back and read that someday. We were talking during the break. I just started, since my accident in January, this week have been able to go back to reading at long stretches. So I'm back to books again.
That's good.
So I've got, and of course, I'm reading The History of the Rose in California, a book called Rainbow, which just came out. And I'm, the It's got me on the edge of my seat just trying to figure out what happens next.
So when you read a book like that, The History of the Rose in California, does it make you think, why didn't I come up with this? Why didn't I think of this?
My next book is on roses.
The one after the succulent book.
Yeah.
There's another one. Are you going to manage to get Tiger and I in this book finally?
I want a picture of myself in the book.
Yeah. We want to be part of this.
Can I make a cameo shot, please?
How about the rose auction that we do every year? I mean, I'm involved in your rose world to some degree, and yet I'm omitted out of every book.
You know what? If you guys get some pictures at the auction this year, which is only in 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, the rose auction for those living in San Diego is in 2 weeks. But again, it's one of those nationwide silent auction things that you can also take part
in. Amazing roses.
Yeah. If you're not in the San Diego area and you're listening somewhere else in the country, you can go to ccrsauction.com.
ccrsauction.com.
And CCRS stands for California Coastal Rose Society, okay, in case you're in the car and you have to remember what that is. But if you just go to ccrsauction.com, all the roses in the auction are online and they're available for bidding. There's a form that you can fill out right there, and you can go ahead and put in your bids. I think you've got about 10 days to do that.
Okay. All right, 45 minutes after the hour, break time. First hour is swinging by real quickly here. We've got one more segment to go, 855-424-9825. You can also email John at GardenAmerica.com or pose your questions and comments right there on Facebook Live. That's right, Facebook Live. Back with Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. I'm Brian Maine. Having fun. Thank you for tuning in to Garden America as we step aside and pay a few bills. Coming right back.
Do you have insects on your roses? Do you have borers damaging your trees and shrubs due to stress or the drought? This is Tiger Palafox with Garden America Radio. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench is a great product that will give you season-long protection against many insects. Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench can act as a preventer or a curative for insects that suck, chew, or bore on your plants. This may be the easiest product to use. Simply measure, mix in a bucket, and pour around the base of the tree. One application can last up to a full year. Protect your trees with Fertilome Tree and Shrub Drench. Find it at your local independent nursery or Fertilome.com.
Mosquitoes can transmit deadly diseases, including Zika virus, West Nile virus, and dengue fever. Use Summit Mosquito Dunks to kill mosquitoes before they become disease-spreading pests. Just float an organic mosquito dunk in ponds, bird baths, rain barrels, and any standing water to kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Don't worry, mosquito dunks won't harm people, pets, fish, birds, or other wildlife. Mosquito dunks are available at fine garden centers and hardware stores.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Garden America Radio Show with Brian, John, and Tiger. The phone lines are open right now at 855-424-9825. That's 855-424-9825 or john@gardenamerica.com.
That's right. Here we are, 51 minutes after the hour, final segment, 855-424-9825. john@gardenamerica.com. Here on Biz Talk Radio, we've got the link posted on the Facebook Live page, The Big Promise. Is that right, Tiger?
Yeah, it's on the Facebook Live in our comments thread.
Okay.
It's just the Amazon link, pretty easy to get to. If you just go to amazon.com and search The Big Promise book, you can find it pretty quickly as well. You know, as we were mentioning, it's a fun book for kids to be able to learn. Gardening is such a wonderful topic for people to have as the background of a story, because there's so many things people can
learn. And even if you have a small place, like I've got a condo, and we have, two condos. One's a rental, but the one that we live in, I've got a small patio, but I've got it crammed with everything, and I make it work. A little bit of everything. It's a potpourri of, whatever I buy, whatever John's given me, or whatever you've given me, and actually had a pretty successful summer. The key
some
is
more plants for you, by the way.
Yeah, Dana's going to love that. Do you have any bamboo?
Well, I've got some butterfly amaryllis.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you want them.
Boy, I could just. How big are they?
Well, it's in a container that's about this big, so maybe 2.5 feet across. But there's probably 50 bulbs in there.
My gosh.
So I can just take out a few and put them in a little pot for you. I know you like it when they come in a decorative pot.
When they come ready to go. Absolutely.
Right.
And that cactus that you and Sharon gave us for our wedding present with the radio.
Right.
Still going strong. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
That was a very, very nice gift. That was cool.
Tiger inspired me last week with the picture that he posted, or either you or he posted. It was a couple weeks ago when we had Patsy Coles in from Sandy Seed Company,
mm-hmm. right,
with the peppers, and Tiger pretended he was going to eat a Trinidad scorpion.
I took the picture. Hey, by the way, speaking of that, I've been on YouTube all week watching people eat the Carolina Reaper.
Oh, that's what it was, the Carolina Reaper.
Well, and we talked about how some people just have a natural affinity. Some people can't stand it. Other people So I saw both. I saw people who were just like on the ground writhing, and people go, "It's pretty good. It's a little hot. My eyes are watering, but I'm not going crazy."
See, those people were faking it. There's no way you're going to eat a pepper with 2 million Scoville units.
Well, their eyes were watering, but they weren't like throwing up or spitting up or...
You saw the ones who really ate it, though.
Oh, my gosh. And there's people on the street giving, like, "Here, I'll give you $20 if you can eat this." But yeah. Anyway, so going back to that picture of Tiger,
those has been outlawed. Forcing somebody to swallow them has been outlawed by the Geneva Convention.
Wait a minute, the Geneva Convention. We go back to the 60s here.
It's torture.
Well, I hear people say, "No, it's okay. It's my throat. My throat's starting to burn now." Or you know, I can't feel my toes, or whatever. And now they're working on one that's even hotter. What's the point?
I don't know.
If you can't enjoy it, you know, really.
Well, they're not meant to be eaten that way.
It's
everything's, you wouldn't want to eat them first.
Everything's a challenge. No,
anyway, speaking of challenges.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tiger inspired me with that, or you inspired me with that picture of Tiger getting ready to do it.
And they said, no, don't do it, Tiger.
Yeah, and I thought it reminded me of durian, which I wrote about in the newsletter, which is the world's stinkiest fruit. We had a caller one time. I don't know if you remember. This was years ago, and she called, and we were talking about durian and how bad the fruit smells. As a matter of fact, it smells so bad that it's illegal to take it on public transportation in Indonesia.
What?
Or Singapore or Malaysia. But we were talking about how some people love it. I mean, some people call it the king of fruits. It's like the best taste that they've ever had. And we had a caller from Minnesota call in and said that she was from, I think it was Singapore, and that every year that her relatives would send her durian in a box. And she said she'd get a call from the post office when it came in, and they said, you know, we have a package here for you. Come and get it. And she would go, and it would be outdoors.
It just permeated the box. You couldn't hide the smell.
They couldn't keep it inside the post office.
Wow.
That kind of reminded me of the same thing. I mean, you've got to go through a lot to be able to eat that fruit.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Isn't part of taste smell, right?
It works together, yes.
Don't they tell you that
usually,
when you're actually
true.
Tasting something,
you're smelling at
some
the same
of it
time.
Is part of your smell, and that's how you get the flavor.
The connection of the mouth and the nose and the sinuses, exactly.
So if it's hard for you to smell it, that if you were to take away the smell – not in, you know, as far as being able to maybe plug your nose or whatever. That's got to be some amazing taste then, if it can overpower
that. Here's the description of the taste. It says that it has overtones of hazelnut, apricot, caramelized banana, and egg custard.
Okay, now this is the Carolina Reaper.
No, that's the durian.
Well, the durian, I'm sorry. Well, those don't sound like things that would...
No, it sounds really good.
It sounds good, yeah.
Yeah.
It's just the combination.
What's the description of the smell?
Well, the smell said that it evokes reactions from deep...
offensive.
I love it.
I'm offended. I'm offended by that smell.
It says from deep praise to intense disgust, and has been described as rotten onions, turpentine, and raw sewage.
Perfect mixed. Perfect
backed
mixed.
Up raw New York sewage. Oh.
So I'm trying to think of who it was. Anyway, I had somebody that I was working with one time, and I went out and bought a durian at the Asian market.
Mm-hmm.
They were $18 a pound, but I figured, you know, I just got to try one.
Yeah,
and when they're green, they don't
smell. It's
when they're ripe.
Well, that's how you know. Is it ripe yet? Yeah, it's ripe.
And they're pretty big.
That's where the term ripe came from. Well, it smells ripe.
And I think this one ended up costing me like $40 or $50 for one fruit.
Oh, wow.
Because... they weigh several pounds.
Right. You're like, can I take half, please?
Yeah, it's like $18 a pound. So I brought it home, and somebody said, you know what? If you put it in the refrigerator and keep it chilled, it won't smell.
Oh, no way.
I don't know about that.
So.
I would think that smell would get on everything
else.
That's
what I'm saying. Your milk would taste
well,
like
that at that
smell.
Time, it didn't smell at all. So I put it in the refrigerator, and I think I let it ripen in there, which usually you don't let things ripen in the refrigerator. You let them ripen out.
Oh, yeah.
But we tasted it. It reminded me a little bit of a cherimoya.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it wasn't that bad, but I didn't think it was that great. So I had half of it left over, so I gave it to somebody at work. And at that point, it obviously wasn't completely ripe because it didn't smell that bad. So I told her, and I warned her about the smell, and I said, you need to put it in the refrigerator. So the next day she came and she said, you know, we can't go in the kitchen. It's coming through the refrigerator. It's horrible.
Hey, we've got to take a break. We've got top of the hour news coming up on many of these fine affiliates here, BizTalk Radio. We're going to come back at 6 minutes after. Do stay with us and continue to watch us on Facebook. We know you're busy. We appreciate that as well. Brian Main, Tiger Palafox, John Bagnasco. News time break coming back at 6 minutes after. Stay with us.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.